Kind of wish I brought the Zoom out. It's a nice afternoon. It's been a nice day, really. Sunday, 25 past three in the afternoon. There are two things that get on my wick about this time of year, winter. Although it's only really the start of winter in the UK. It doesn't really hit until February, really, generally, across the most of the UK. Scotland, yeah, pretty bad. But anyway, the two things that really get to me are it's the low sun in the sky when you're driving. It's pain in the backside. And even though it might be cold outside, when that sun shines through the car window, oh, it's blazing hot. Cooks you. So you can never really get a good balance of temperature in the car. At least I don't fight. Get off the road! Oh, I'm scaring the local populace. The bird populace. And the other thing is, you know, you get that frost on the roads and when it warms up, it melts. Stop. Walk on. Good girl. And then as cars go across the frost on the road, it gets wet. And then sprays up. God, excuse me. It sprays up your windscreen and your back windscreen. You go through a gallon of flipping day with screen wash. I was going to walk up Kiwi Hill and go and see Jasper's grave. I've got this plan to take a 360 degree photograph and upload it to Google Maps. But I'm not going to go because sunset actually here is 4 minutes past four or 3 minutes past four at the minute, and although it's pretty good light, it probably wouldn't be the best by the time I got up there. So I'll get it in the middle of the sunny part of the day, or the middle of the middle of the day tomorrow. And it got me thinking about little Jasper, because all I remember about Jasper, really, but the most prominent thing I remember is seeing Jasper having been put to sleep. And it was a strange thing, because it did just look like he was asleep. Well, actually, funnily enough, he had his eyes open. But, you know, he looked relaxed. But that 1,000-yard stare, his eyes weren't open fully. But it reminded me, get off the road. It reminded me of a lot. Molly! Disobedient child. Sit down. Right. Right, walk with me then. And she does. Ish. But it reminds me of the times during my duties as a family liaison officer. Where we would, or I would, go with the family across to the Chapel of Rest, so they could view their loved one for the last time before they were cremated or buried. And they invariably were always dressed smartly, you know, as in the deceased person. They always dressed smartly. Either they had it in the will to be dressed in something specific, or the family decided, and they were always dressed properly, and the undertakers always did a perfect job, an absolutely perfect job of dressing. I don't know how to put it. Should we say dressing the body itself, insofar as all of the, I don't want to go into the nitty gritty of it, but you know, all of the things that are done to prepare the body, and you know, apply makeup on the face, and sometimes hands actually, and arms if arms are bare, so they don't look as cold and waxy. But there are other times where, specifically wives, where their husbands have been blown up or have been involved in a really nasty incident in which their body is very mutilated, including the head, face, whatever, where the wives have wanted to view the body in that state. And my advice, even though they've gone through with it every single time, my advice was that, you know, listen, this is possibly the only image you'll remember of your husband, and do you want to remember him in that particular state? And, you know, for those that were killed in Afghanistan and Iraq as a result of enemy action, you know, they're taken off the battlefield via a thing called MERT, Medical Emergency Response Team, which is a Chinook helicopter with, you know, medical staff on board. And when I say medical staff, you're talking about sometimes world leading doctors and nurses and trauma staff. And you know, they would do all they would need to do to ensure that person stayed alive, the old golden hour for those in the know, and then get them back to, certainly in the case of Afghanistan, back to the Rule 3 hospital in Camp Bastion, so that they could be operated on by, again, world-leading medical practitioners, whether they be doctors, nurses, whatever they were. Because the British Army used to recruit them from Civvy Street, and also these doctors and, you know, trauma experts and whatnot, they would volunteer to go to Camp Bastion and do a bit of time, you know, 6 months, whatever, to get the knowledge and experience of such trauma caused to British service personnel. And give us a ball then. Ball? Drop it here. No? Okay. So I would always say, listen, they've quite literally just been taken off the battlefield. They've, you know, and they've had, you know, a lot of medical treatment before they've passed away. And, you know, so all of those medical items of equipment may still be, you know, or are, because 9 times out of 10 I'd go and view the body first, are still attached, and actually they are left for legal reasons. And there was only ever one time in a couple of hundred whereby the wife was absolutely traumatized. There were a few times when I said, no, you're not looking. Or I said, we're going to cover the head with a veil. And if there wasn't much left of the head, something would be put in its place, or a special dome put over, you know, the head to... So when the veil went over, it wasn't obvious that there wasn't a head or a whole head there. So, so it was only one time where the wife of a certain soldier was absolutely traumatised, which I found bizarre. All of those other times, the wives have been tough, you know, they've accepted it, and which I found weird. You know, they've been upset, don't get me wrong, but not to the extent of they were traumatised. Now, they weren't traumatised at that incident, but, you know, invariably in my duties as the family liaison officer, I would have a lot of contact with the next of kin over the next, you know, year, really. It generally always took a year for the incident to go to coroner's inquest. I think once the coroner's inquest, you know, every single time the next of kin said, I just want the coroner's verdict and then it's closure. That's all I want. As soon as the coroner gives his verdict, I'm going to be a lot more at peace. And there's all that grief cycle in between as well, which I'm not going to go into. Certain patterns of emotions and behaviour. Drop it. Don't drop it. I know what you think I'm going to do, but I'm not going to do it. Dog. And so, when little Jasper was lying there, I was very wary of the fact that that last image of him was going to be the only image I truly remember clearly. And, it actually is, to an extent. The other image I have is when we first got Jasper, you know, like 13 years ago or something, I took a beautiful photograph of him on the front bedroom windowsill in our house. And he was, he was all sat there, all proud of himself and just quietly looking out the window. I took a beautiful picture. I must find it. And that is the image I remember most prominently. So I'm glad of that. And the reason why I say this is because some people might say, well, he was only a cat. Well, he was a part of the family, and because he had such a character, he really embedded. Dog's not happy that I'm mentioning Jasper's name. Jasper. Nope, she's not bothered anymore. He's gone. Hi, so... funny old thing, isn't it? It's nippy now. Is a bite in that, it's just a breath of breeze going through now, but it's biting cold. It's about 5 degrees centigrade. Is it now, centigrade or Celsius? Centigrade, you know, lends itself to cent, as in cent, as in 100 or 100. So centigrade, you can understand the metric system, but why do we say Celsius? I've never known or researched that. Maybe that's something to research. But what do you think? We go off on a tangent. Old man's beard is out as of yesterday. What is that, you ask? Well, that is... walk on. It's part of a plant. I think it's the seeds of a plant. But it looks like, from a distance anyway, it looks like white flowers. I think I'm going to suggest it's the seed of the plant, and the hairy thing enables the enables drag, which means that when it's in the wind, the seeds float on. I don't know what plant it comes from. I don't know what plant that is. I'm going to say ivy of some... No. It's some creeper. Oh, hang on a minute. Yeah, I think it's some kind of creeper. Forgive me if I'm wrong. The horticulturists out there will know. Oh, well, it's creeping up. It's climbing all over this silver birch here. Anyway, one of those old wives' tales was, when you see the old man's beard, it's cold, or it's going to be cold. And it must be true, because certainly down this neck of the woods, you see old man's beard and then it gets cold. So down in the southwest of Wiltshire here, the cold weather set in really, really quickly. When they say cold snap, holy cow, it was a cold snap rather than a short period of time of cold weather. But this, God. One day it was +7 degrees, the next it was -5. Not getting above -1 during the day for 2 days. Which, you know, those people living in Canada, because their winters are particularly cold. Which in Canada would be obviously nothing, because it can get down to like -20 regularly. I spent a period of time in British Army Training Unit Suffield, which is near Medicine Hat in southern Alberta province. And I went there in April for 3 months. And in the morning, it was a mile walk down to the military police station at the front gate, and it was Baltic. It was bloody freezing. Something like -6, -7. And then go to the hottest part of the day and it was like 29 degrees or 28 degrees. It was just ridiculous. So hot. And then so cold. Yeah, oh, Moll. Yeah, so cold at night. In the morning, you know, if you wanted to open the window, the frost would have taken hold and ensured that it was going to try its best to prevent you from opening the window. And I put it down to moisture in the air, you know, because there was lots of moisture, lots of dew at that part of night. Meant that it would, you know, there was a lot more liquid to freeze. And all right, 18 minutes. Right, I'm going to continue walking on. Oh, thank you for the nice comments on my last post about becoming a veteran. I sincerely appreciate it, and I'm going to do a series of audio boom posts about situations. I want to make some detailed notes, or indeed even, you know, kind of type it all out and then read from it. I think. Okay, I'm going. Ta-da.